Welcome to Capital Arguments again for the 25th of July, 2021. This is the quick show where we remember Capital Arguments columns from times gone by. I am your host, Jim Thompson. This show is exclusively sponsored by C.R. Meyer of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. C.R. Meyer can be reached at crmeyer.com, that's C-R-M-E-Y-E-R.com, or by calling them at 800-236-6650. Now for today's column. Today's column is from February 2020 and is titled, Be an Active Capital Projects Engineer. Capital project engineers are often considered passive in this sense. While coming up with clever solutions to problems, the problem requests themselves originate in the production departments. It goes like this. A manager of a paper machine, powerhouse, or other department has a nagging problem or becomes aware of a new development. They initiate a capital project and, after some point in time, it lands on the project engineer's desk. The project engineer is expected to be competent and innovative from this point forward. Remarkably, they are not expected to move further back upstream. An active capital project engineer behaves differently and in a more valuable way for their employer. They don't wear blinders. They don't just work on the projects they are assigned. As they wander the facility, and they have more license to wander the facility than nearly anyone else, they are on the lookout for opportunities that will improve the facility, often financially, sometimes from a safety perspective too. It may be that the company protocol only allows operating departments to initiate projects. No problem. The active capital project engineer will present their ideas to the operating departments and help them move the projects through the process. Don't like seeing others get credit for your ideas? Get over it. Make your facility a vibrant, alive, and relevant part of your company's fleet of facilities. You can do this too. Get out of the traditional role. Thanks for listening to our show. Remember, for all your construction needs, call C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its ninth year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.